Have you ever had to go out of your way? A few days ago, I was with some friends heading out to a golf course. The only problem was that there was traffic and it had come to a standstill. So if we wanted to get to the golf course in time, we were going to have to go out of our way in order to avoid traffic and make our tee time. In John chapter 4, we see that Jesus had to go out of his way once as well, but probably not like you might expect. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 says, "Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria." Did you notice that last sentence? It says that Jesus had to pass through Samaria. Well, what was it that made it necessary for Jesus to have to pass through? Well, it certainly wasn't geographical. There were alternate routes to get from Judea to Galilee. In fact, the Jews of that time took the alternate, longer routes because they didn't want to pass through Samaria because, well, Samaritans were there. So it wasn't for a geographical reason that Jesus had to pass through Samaria, but there was a theological reason. God had arranged for Jesus to meet a Samaritan woman by a well in Samaria. That was why Jesus had to go through Samaria. And he did it because Jesus loves people of all stripes and colors and backgrounds. What happens next is one of the most remarkable stories in all of the Bible that puts on display Jesus' dispensing of truth and love. And you can join us next week as we walk through chapter 4, or you can get a head start and read it for yourself today. Just remember this: love compelled Jesus to go through Samaria. Love compelled Jesus to leave heaven and come to earth. And love compelled Jesus to make sure you heard this message today. We know Jesus loves people like you and like me, people from every stripe, color, and background, because he died to rescue people from every stripe, color, and background. And his death atones for all people who turn from their sin and receive him as their Lord. If you want to know more about what Jesus has done, you can go to lifeword.org and click on the banner, "Who is Jesus to Me?" As you pray today, please remember Doug and Diane Lee, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Fonta LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Ghana.